To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I know I talked about this a little bit on Friday, but there was some amazing reporting in the Free Press about this gender-affirming care nonsense. Lior Sapir, who's been a guest many times on the show, wrote about this, and we're going to have him after the top of the hour. Right now, Selena Zito back with us. She, of course, is the author of Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. You can read her pieces at selenazito.com. I hear you're on injured reserve lately. Are you doing okay, Selena?
Yeah, for 10 weeks, I was not walking. That doesn't mean I wasn't working, but I wasn't walking. I broke my leg backwards. That was fun. And but I'm walking now. Had to relearn how to walk.
What does backwards mean, and what the hell did you do to yourself? Can you share?
You don't want to know.
Oh, really?
What backwards means? Okay. No. It was a really bad break. It was not anything like death defying, right? The whole day I had been in a coal mine, 1200 feet underground. Nothing happened, but I come home and go to swat a fly, and I slipped on something wet on my hardwood floor, and
next
thing,
the leg
went not the way a leg is supposed to go.
Wow. Yeah, it's the kind of play that if we had cameras in your living room, we wouldn't show the replay on TV, right? Just like
no.
In a football game. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, also, on a personal note, did I hear that you were in the Oval Office with President Donald J. Trump with some grandchildren?
Oh, yeah. Your listeners should really go to my Twitter page. It's at Zito Selena. And it's right in my pinned tweet. And you see my little 2-year-old grandson, Rocco. All four of them were there. That they didn't tear the place down is a Christmas miracle. But my little 2-year-old grandson just walks up to the president and says, "What's your name?" And President Trump says, "My name is Donald." And I think there's like 200 million views of it on the White House website.
I am going to get that audio right now because I did not see that. Just went to your page, but we're going to play that maybe by the end of the interview. That is amazing. It really is. Now, on the topic of the president, he is going to be in Pennsylvania tomorrow for, and I was talking about this a little bit on the start of the show. Look, there's a feeling out there, even amongst maybe some Republicans, that the GOP has not done itself any favors when it comes to really defining its economic message. So are they going to try to turn that around a little bit? Is that part of the plan?
Yeah, I think what you're going to hear from the president tomorrow is that he's going to reinforce the things that he's already done to make the economy better, in manufacturing, in AI, the development of AI data power centers, which are going to be a big thing across the industrial Midwest, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, places like that, because these data power centers need energy, and you will find that big, deep resource of energy. Also in St. Louis, Missouri and Illinois as well, there's there's plenty of coal and nuclear and in Pennsylvania in particular, natural gas that will supply that energy. That means jobs. So he'll be talking about that. And you know, the resurgence of the steel industry. You saw what happened in Granite City with the firing the furnace back up at the steel plant there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think people understand the breadth of this, because I've been covering and have lived in the Rust Belt all my life. When they shut a furnace down, they never turn them back on. Never. When a furnace is shut down, workers know that's it. That's the end. And they ain't never coming back. So this is a monumental deal. It's 500 jobs. You multiply that by at least 7 of the jobs that are downstream of it, not including barbershops, gas stations, mom-and-pop stores, places like that. It has a multiplying effect that's really, really important. And if the steel industry is robust, if they're reopening furnaces, that means other industries are booming. The car industry, construction, appliances, all those things, the building of roads and bridges, all those things require steel. So if American steel is on its way back, that is going to trickle down to a number of different places within our economy. So I think you'll hear him talk about that. He's going to talk about farmers and the importance of making sure that their industry and what they do is robust, because that, you know, our farmers drive pretty much like steel that drives the economy as well. And you'll also hear him talk about getting costs down. So moving some tariffs around to bring some of the costs down is going to be part of his plan. And you know, Democrats have made a big deal, right, about the him saying it's a hoax and twisting around what he said when he said it was a hoax. What he was saying was a hoax was, you know, context is so dead in this world, right?
I point that out all the time.
What he said was a hoax was them all of a sudden caring about the economy. You know, remember snackflation, right? Like Biden blamed the snack industry on inflation and didn't take any account for this. And I think that I think that's what strikes President Trump as disingenuous. Of course, he doesn't use the word disingenuous. He says hoax. And then Chuck Schumer said, well, he's saying that your problems are a hoax. And then all of a sudden, that's repeated by 92 different Democrats and all the members of the media. And so I think you'll hear a robust speech from him.
Well,
tomorrow.
He said the same thing on the Epstein files. He's not calling the Epstein files or the whole incident a hoax. He's calling the, you know, involvement that people are trying to, you know, align with him or drag him into it, I think, the hoax. So sometimes there is context that's missing from the president. On the Granite City front, let me focus on that a little bit, because I'm glad you brought that up. Look, that used to be such an important part of our economy here in St. Louis. Look, my ex-wife, her father worked in the steel industry, used to drive like 90 minutes to and from work in Illinois every day because he lived down in Farmington. But they're going to hire 400 people. So that, to your point, is huge, because it never, ever happens.
No, it doesn't ever happen. You never, ever see a plant, a furnace. You'll see plants reopen, but you never see a furnace turned back on. It takes days, almost weeks to turn a furnace off, let alone turn it back on. So this is incredibly significant. This means they mean business. This means this is real. It's not, you know, something for, you know, a display, right? And so I think that's really, really important.
So we haven't spoken in a little bit because of your injury, just because of the holidays and everything, but wasn't there something that happened a few weeks ago with Thomas Crooks where we found out some information about the FBI and how they bungled some of this? Because we, you know, you wrote a book about that, of course, but we all feel like we still don't know a lot about that dude. And what are we still going to find out more about him? Because there was some information that kind of leaked out a few weeks ago, wasn't there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure that there's any more there.
Really?
I'm not saying there's not, but I think, you know, what happens when there is a lack of information, when there's a void of information, that when you don't give all the information out, or there isn't a lot to give out, that's when conspiracies start to fill up, and that's when questions start to arise. But this is a young man, based on all of the reporting that I did, and based on talking to authorities, and you know, really staking out the neighborhood. This is a young man who was already inward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet person that suffered some sort of, and it's in the book, it's in the FBI filings too, that according to interviews with his dad, suffered some sort of mental break in November of 23.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And...
Never,
you know,
recovered.
No, and you know, you really feel for parents, but then you also get mad at parents that don't do anything, right? Like, you're watching your child just disintegrate in front of you, and like, what do you do? And we don't in our culture really. It's still sort of something we don't talk about, is mental illness and mental breakdowns, right?
Well,
but it's very real, and it happens to people, and average people are not equipped to handle it.
Yes.
And there's a stigma associated with it, right? And there's also that thinking when you're a parent, you could go two ways of thinking. I'm going to fix my child. I can make this better. Or I don't care. We don't know where that father
was. Yeah, no, and I get that. And look, it resonates with me more than anyone else, because as you spent 10 weeks hobbling around with a broken leg, I missed, and you don't know this, I think, I missed 8 weeks of work over the summer, Selena, because of mental health and anxiety and depression. And I had experienced it about 13 years ago. It whacked me when I came back from Greece in April. It got really bad. Luckily, I got, you know, some different medication at work. But I missed 8 weeks of work over the summer with mental health. So I talk about it a lot because there's a lot of relatability. And yes, to your point, the resources, unfortunately, are very, very thin.
Yeah, we there's such a stigma associated with it. And you know, when we started not institutionalizing people, and I'm not saying the institutional system was great. It wasn't. It needed fixed. But instead of fixing it, what we did is say, oh, we're not going to do that anymore. And what we did for people that really desperately need help is shut off any serious help that they could get. And parents don't know where to go, or they don't want to deal with it, which is then the crime.
Yeah,
right.
It's a double whammy sometimes. And look, even if I'm very lucky and I'm a little privileged, and sometimes I use that privilege, but for most people, just to get with a doctor, it could take weeks, if not months. And it's a crisis for sure. All right, let's close on a positive note here. Here we go. Ethan pulled the audio. Here is Rocco with President Donald J. Trump, Selena's grandson.
You want one, honey? You want one? Oh, he's got a lot of Italian blood in him. Look, that's for you.
Well, you must know what your name is.
My name is Donald. Okay, you want a pen? Want a pen? 1, 2, 3.
That's amazing. And they will have that moment for the rest of their lives, won't they?
It was so adorable. And you know, little Rocco, he's like a little kid, right? 3 years old now. He traditionally, he's the last of 4 kids. Traditionally, he sounds like a construction worker that smokes 3 packs a day, right? Like, he's pretty loud because you have to be when you're the 4th kid.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But he has that tiny little voice. I'm like, who's that kid? That's not who I see every day.
That's funny. A little intimidation in the Oval Office. Selena, I hope you're healing well. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Get more at 971talk.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.